I think there's such a huge generational difference in attitudes and acceptance that sometimes there's the hardest thing maybe to think about as a parent is my child who is not conforming and who is different going to be okay? And perhaps to respond even further and say, I want to advocate for conformity so that my child has the easiest time and is going to fit in, and that's the way to get through it. And anything else is putting yourself out there too much, because that's certainly what it was like when we were kids. You didn't want to stand out, didn't want to be the target of anything. And I think it's encouraging, sort of, seeing Oliver go through his journey, that there's more acceptance and tolerance than perhaps I was expecting or would have expected to see in the abstract, and that it can be a beautiful and empowering thing to say, actually, this person is going to be who they are, and we will find the people in the community who are supportive and who are willing to be there for him. And that's a great opportunity. That's if you just focus on conformity and safety, you would have never seen.
Can I say something that I would say to other
Please.
kids, which is, I mean, I find myself very lucky to have such a supportive and loving household at home, but I have friends for whom it isn't the case, and I know there are plenty of people for whom it isn't the case. And I know this can be scary for kids to enter a school building and seek out an adult, but teachers, so many of them genuinely want the best for their students. And when parents weren't available, I would go to my teachers. Like in sixth grade, when I got knocked into a locker, the person who went running down the hall in high heels to go track down those kids and make them apologize was my history teacher. I've talked at lunch to teachers. I had my advisory teacher who would check in with me twice a week, and I would eat my entire lunch, and she would give up her break to talk to me to make sure I was doing okay. And if you don't have a person at home, there's gotta be somebody at school.